Cowboys, Jacksonville tomorrow. But right now, the Hall of Famer, Michael the Playmaker Irvin. What's up, man?
Hey, C. Hill. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, man? How you doing? I appreciate you coming on this Saturday afternoon. And just want to talk about these Cowboys and what's going on. And do you, are you worried? You know, obviously, you're a journalist, media member, NFL Network, but you're also a big Cowboy fan. You worried about these boys?
Yeah, you better believe I am a huge Cowboy fan. And regardless what the job is, I have ability. I have to have determining factors going on. I have to try to separate between my heart and my head when I'm talking about the Cowboys, and that's a difficult thing to do. You're absolutely correct when you ask, am I worried? I am devastatingly worried about what I see. Because honestly, it's hard to hold out hope when you're seeing what you're seeing in the passing game for the Dallas Cowboys. That's just the bottom line. It's hard to hold out any hope. And football's so hard, CEL, I try to tell people, it's so hard. You think you got one thing figured out? You said we just got to add this, this, and this, and we'll be fine next year. You know, you have to almost lift everything back up every year. And this year, man, the Cowboys, the passing game, it just can't get it done. I don't see, it's hard to see how you can beat the Jacksonville Jaguars without being able to throw the football tomorrow. It's just hard to see it.
Michael, what's your reaction to the comments from Cole Beasley and Allen Hurns here over this rough stretch?
I try to tell people, we had this conversation about Odell Beckham the other night and some of the comments he made. I want us to understand that, you know, two of us are, well, you know, that's not what you do. You got to don't throw your teammates under the bus. Don't say anything. You know, don't speak to me. You know, that jump was plausible and possible when we were playing years ago, because what, you play on a Sunday, somebody writes, CEO and all those guys write something on Monday, maybe you read about it on TV, you got a little 3-minute column on it on the news on one of those days. But now these dudes are inundated, not every other day, not in the newspaper at night or on the news at night, every second on social media, every second they're inundated with, man, y'all are garbage. Man, you can't do that. Man, you can't get over it. Man, what's going on, man? Man, you're a waste of time, man. You wasted all money. Man, you can't replace Dan. Man, you can't. You guys serious? You understand what social media is? There's no telling. They're talking about get off social media. You shouldn't be on it. These kids grew up with social media. Social media is like breath to them.
Right?
Breath. And I'm just telling you, us old heads, we got to start coming forward and understanding what these kids are dealing with every second on social media.
Okay, regardless of the social media, regardless of the comments, is it Dak or is it the receivers?
Oh, no. Let me tell you something. I refuse to say that this is all on Dak when I've seen what Dak did with better people on the outside. That's just the reality of it. You know what I mean? We got to go through the process of elimination and say, okay, what has Dak done? All right, okay, what has been done outside? When I look at that, I got to say, Dak did some pretty good things in his rookie year with some guys that play the position a little bit better. They play the position better than they're playing it. He did some pretty good things. I would hate to think in that amount of time right there, then all of a sudden he has forgotten how to play ball. I'm expecting him to get better every year. And then I look outside, I gotta say, come on. We gotta make plays. And the people that thought this would work.
Right.
When you start figuring out whose fault is it, don't put it on Chip Dak or the receiver. Put it on the people who thought this would work.
So getting rid of Dez was a mistake? Can they go back and undo that mistake? Is that your feeling?
Man, you know that's my feeling. That's always been my feeling.
Well, can they go back and undo? Can he go sign Dez? Can we say, you know, bygones be got bygones to go get Dez right now?
And listen, it's not even about saving face. It's about doing what's best for your football team and trying to take the best guy available. And it just happens to be the guy you let go.
Right.
Because you need somebody. It, you know, it's not like, oh, well, we capitulated, came back to dead. No, man. If there was somebody else out there that can catch a football and his name was Johnny B. Good, I don't give a damn. You go get him. We need him.
Right.
We need him right now. This guy just happened to be named Diz, and we need him. We need anybody. It sounds so crazy to say, well, we're not going that direction. When you know what you have, it's just not getting it done. It's nowhere near like you wanted to get it done and need to get it done. So absolutely, man, I would put down all things, all pride, everything, anything, because I got to go get the next best wide receiver out here in the world. And I don't care who he is, even if it's Dez Bryant.
Talking to the great Michael Irvin here on 103.3 FM. Now, the struggles on third down are well documented this year for this team. If you are Coach Mike and you are deployed to try to figure out this team's third down problems, what are you doing differently that could turn things around for the Cowboys on third down situations?
You're 30th on third down. We just discussed what I'm doing differently. I'm going to sign Dez.
If that doesn't happen, which it doesn't seem like it's going to.
Oh, third down. And when it comes to getting turnovers, you're 31st. So wait, let me get this right. You're not getting any turnovers, and you're not getting first downs.
It's a problem.
Come on. Let's be real, guys.
Right.
All joking aside, let's be real. How many games do you think you're going to win? You're not getting any turnovers, and you're not getting third downs. We can close this book right now. We can stop reading. We ain't got to read no more. We saw the cover. We know the whole book means. You know, the whole book says it's open. That's what it says. We have to figure out something here, man. This is crisis mode to me.
Yeah, you know.
Now you got to play Jacksonville. You got to come over to Jacksonville. Dallas right now, if we had somehow had something on the outside good enough right now, I mean anything good enough, Dallas right now, because honestly, and I don't exaggerate when I say this, could be 5-0 right now getting ready to play Jacksonville, the toughest game.
Well, if they have the talent, and if it seems like this is kind of a losing, you know, proposition moving forward, if they don't have a lot of hope, then what's the advantage for the Cowboys to hang on to Jason Garrett and the coordinators and everything? If it doesn't seem like there's a chance that this thing is going to get turned around, why delay the inevitable?
Well, I'm not saying that there's not a chance, because the division is helping you out by waiting right here.
Right here.
You, all you got to do now is somehow figure out how to beat Jacksonville, you're in first place. You're in first place.
Right.
So it's not over yet. Let's not kick the bucket. I'm saying let's go do everything we can before it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Because the division is keeping you around.
But
it's ridiculous, man.
If they won the division somehow and they got knocked out in the first round and say they won the division 9-7, I still don't think that that's enough to keep the coach around. Do you not agree?
First of all, it's hard. You know, I know you saw it last year. Tennessee didn't go get to the playoffs, win a playoff game, and still make a change that coach. I don't know if Garrett will go in that direction. And honestly, if Coach Garrett could coach this group to win a division.
Right. It might be his best job.
That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. Why are we going to fire him now? Maybe something clicked and we got this thing going now.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it might be his best coach job. You go in the offseason.
No. We can move Mike out. We can move me out of there. Ain't no Mike.
Yeah, it will be.
This will be his best job.
Okay.
Before
I let you go, you know, the Cowboys have shown some patience with David Irving and Randy Gregory, and certainly you know about Jerry and what he's meant to you. Can you just talk about Jerry and how he's continued to support these guys through difficult situations and why that's important?
First of all, I always say this. I describe this, that this great game of football, we use it to save lives. I know people want to throw away lives because everybody's not coming around as quickly as they want them to come around so that they can play better football and get on the football field. We want everybody on the football field, too. But I appreciate Jerry for saying the game of football saved lives, man. You look at most of the guys that are playing in this league, man, you look at some of the genesis of where they come from. People have come from some hard times. And the same thing we're talking about with Josh Gordon. They said, well, what's going to be different? What's different in New England than it is in Cleveland, you know? And I said, well, the hopes for him of something greater, you know, each day you got to try to find something. And that's why they said one day at a time when you're dealing with any kind of recovery, because they're saying each day, find something that makes you run towards your destiny and leave your history, that stronghold that holds you back. That's what Jerry's trying to do. That's what New England's doing. New England now offered Josh a chance to play in the playoffs, something he really didn't have any hopes of in Cleveland, and a chance to play in the Super Bowl, something he didn't have any hopes of. So you hope those things keep them moving forward. I love that Jerry does this. And I understand we as fans get frustrated with, man, I'm tired of waiting on him, man. Let's do something else. Let's do something else. I hope Jerry never listens to that rhetoric that we shoot, because we're talking about a football game and Jerry's talking about a life. Yes, he's using a football game to save that life, but it's a life that's a little bit bigger than a football game. That's all I'm saying on that.
That's enough, man. Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you for coming on here on this busy Saturday. I know you in California yet? Are you getting ready to travel to California for network?
Yeah, I'm already in L.A., man, and I got to go over here and deal with these chumps. You guys don't understand what these meetings are like all the time, man. I walked in there, everybody just looking at me smiling. I'm like, okay. I try to hold on to, well, we got Zeke. Zeke, man, poor Zeke. Zeke got to do everything. I don't understand. Zeke got to run for 150. Come out of the backfield and get in the slot and play the receiver position. I just want to tell y'all this. Y'all know if I'd have been in that game right there, I'd have jumped off sides on that play. Oh, they said, what you doing for, Mike? I said, we're going to call another play around here. We're going to call that play.
You didn't do that on load left. You shouldn't have done that on load left.
That's leadership right there.
You should have done that on load left.
I said, no, load left. You can have load left. We had a game on the line, and we put Zeke in the slot and threw him a deep ball. I'd have said, man, ain't no way in the world I can go home and hold my wife tonight. My wife's going to say, babe, can you Zeke to do your job? Come on, you can't hold me tonight. Hey, you can't hold on to the ball. You can't hold on to me. So she's on the couch. I'd have said, turn. I should have jumped on the side.
I think we just solved the Cowboys receiver problem right there. Hey,
all I'm saying, man, is you got to want it, man. If you're ever going to do it, you got to want it, and you got to want it bad. I don't want people, and the thing, I'm not saying this, but I don't know what I'm saying here, but this is the issue. There are some people in this game that love the lifestyle of football.
Right.
We want players that live for football. Not just people that want the lifestyle of football. I want the people that live for football. That's who you win championships with.
There he is, the great Mike Irvin, man. We appreciate it. I'll catch you on the other side, brother.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, man.